Getting ready for the solar eclipse. Some help from Celestron. Welcome back to Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Celestron is astronomy product manager Lance Lucero. Hi, Lance.
Hi, Fred.
Well, lots of excitement building for April 8th and the solar eclipse, total eclipse for many locations. And Celestron really can help everyone view safely. I imagine you're pretty excited.
Very excited. Actually, I've been an eclipse chaser for quite a while. I've been all over the world chasing these down and very much looking forward to having one in our almost backyard.
Terrific. Well, tell us, before we talk about some specific things that people can make use of for viewing here, tell us what is going to be really special about this eclipse.
Well, this is going to be a total eclipse of the sun, and this is one of those things that really should not be missed if you have an opportunity to see it. Unlike a partial eclipse or even an annular eclipse, when you reach that final moments of totality where the sun is completely blocked by the moon, amazing things happen. The sky darkens, you get that glow of sun on the horizon like you would in the morning, except it's not in the east. It's 360 degrees all around you. You see birds will start to roost. In 2017, I actually saw an eclipse where there was a horse in a pasture. And when the eclipse happened, he went into his barn thinking night had come. And then, 5 minutes later, he comes out again because he thinks it's daybreak. It's really eerie. How it almost appears in those last few seconds where the light is still visible and then it gets blocked. It's as if someone gets a giant dial and turns color off. Shadows become very, very sharp. It's just, again, just a bizarre experience.
When it comes to viewing, obviously there are safeguards that we all have to follow here. And Celestron is helping us with those safeguards.
Yes, by all means. When you observe any eclipse, especially even total eclipses, all the phases leading up to totality, where any part of the sun is still visible, you must have safe eye protection in order to view it properly. The only time during a total eclipse that you are allowed to remove your safety glasses and look at the sun with the naked eye is when it is completely covered by the moon, because that exposes the solar corona. And that is a light that will not hurt you. But if any of the bright part of the sun is exposed by the moon in those last few minutes or right immediately following totality where it reappears, you do not want to be looking at that with the naked eye. And we have a whole list of products that can help you view it safely.
Yeah, tell us a little more about those if you can.
Sure thing. So we basically have four classifications of products that we use. One is the basic EclipseSmart observing kits. These are sold in various assortments that you can get. From the individual paper solar glasses, the kind that look like the 3D glasses that you would put on with the proper filtering. And those retail for about $3. We have kits that contain multiple glasses, like four of those, along with a booklet that has 32 pages, has maps, eclipse timetables, and such like that, information about how to view the eclipse. A kit like that would cost you about $12. We have a three-piece observing kit, which has a premium hard shell plastic glasses that actually resemble like sunglasses you would wear in your car, as well as some other things like a 65 millimeter clear aperture solo photo filter. The cool thing about this is that you can actually hold it with one hand behind your smartphone lens, so that it covers your lens and you're able to actually use your phone to take images of the sun during the eclipse. It can also be used with a point and shoot camera or a DSLR, but it is recommended that if you do it that way, you probably should have your camera tripod mounted so you can have one hand controlling the camera and one hand holding the filter in front. The one thing I do want to stress, you should be careful. Don't remove the filter if your camera is still pointed at the sun, because that does magnify the image, and you don't want to damage your camera. So you always turn it away from the sun before removing the filter. We also have, go ahead.
Some great tips there. And then you have binoculars that are specifically designed for this kind of watching?
Yes, we sure do. We have four different models. We have a 10 by 25 roof prism that retails for about $45. We have a 10 by 42 poro prism, a 12 by 50 poro prism, and the big one, the 20 by 50 poro prism, which retails for about $130. So you've got multiple units to choose from to get the magnification that you want to be able to see some of the finer details of the sunspots. Again, when you start getting into the 12 by 50 or 20 by 50 range, it's probably recommended that you have those tripod mounted as well, because otherwise at those magnifications, your hands have a tendency to jitter and it will cause your image to shake. If you just simply have it on a tripod, you get absolutely razor sharp images.
Really terrific. And those can be used for observing the sun at any time, correct?
At any time, yes. That's the one thing I do want to stress, is that it's not just for eclipses, even though we call it EclipseMart. It was basically designed around the eclipses, but you can always utilize these for doing sunspot observations. It just so happens that we're entering a solar maximum, where the sun goes through an 11-year cycle where there are a lot of sunspots and a lot of solar activity. We're starting to see that peak. In fact, they believe it's coming a little earlier than expected. That way, it'll be this year. Later this year or early next year is when they expect the maximum to occur. So yeah, there's plenty of dynamic things to look at.
Pretty exciting. And I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that the totality is going to last a little bit longer than we've seen sometimes before.
Yeah, it really depends on where you're located to the center line of the eclipse. The closer you are to the center line, the longer it's going to be. If I'm not mistaken, this one here will be about four and a half minutes or so if you're at the deepest part of the eclipse, which happens to be in Mexico. If you are somewhere near the in Texas, it will be a little bit shorter. I think it's going to be closer to 4 minutes, 22 seconds. But if you're at the center line, the closer you are to the outside edges on the map that shows you the swath of totality, the less time you're actually going to have in totality. So it's definitely recommended you try to get as close to the center line of the shadow as you possibly can to get the maximum amount of time. But yeah, in previous years, we've been getting them around 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. This one coming up is going to be great.
For people who can't get to that path that we've all seen the map of, what are they going to see? I know it's going to vary from place to place.
Yeah, the closer you are to that line, you will actually see a partial eclipse and a fairly deep one. Like here in the Los Angeles area, we're only going to be able to get about a 60% coverage of the sun. But there are other places that are closer to that track of totality. The closer you are, the deeper the eclipse you're going to get. I did run into some people in 2017 who didn't want to deal with the crowds and lived on a city in Oregon that happened to be at the 99% coverage level. And they were kicking themselves for not having gotten in the car and driven north 10 miles. With which to actually see totality. There's a big difference with the total eclipse between totality and 99%.
Pretty exciting. So for more information on your products or about the eclipse, perhaps, where should people go?
Oh, they would go to our website at www.celestron.com/EclipseMart.
Terrific. Lance Lucero, thank you so much for spending time with us.
My pleasure, Fred. Thank you for having me.